It is with great thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with tremendous siyata d'shmaya that we, Amir Tzashem, are going to begin Volume 3 in the Mishneh Berurah according to the schedule of the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program. It is very appropriate that this date begins on Shavuos B'Tammuz 5777. And Amir Tzashem, our learning these halachos should help bring about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash from Herav Yomeinu. We'll start with a little hakdama from the Chofetz Chaim himself. Chofetz Chaim has a beautiful two-page Hakdama, which we don't have the time, unfortunately, to go through in detail. I'll just point out one or two quick highlights. He writes that if a person wishes to truly be a Shomer Shabbos, v'chol protov, ha'etza ha'yu'utza l'zeh, the best advice that the Chofetz Chaim can give is she'yira l'zoriz es asmo lumod hilchos Shabbos. A person should be extremely careful and zealous in his learning of Hilchos Shabbos. The lachzor are allowed, Tomit, and to constantly review these halachos, kidei sheyeda osav amutter, in order to know what is osav and mutter. Because if you don't, di lav hochi, afilu miyulmul kol hoinyanim hamusarim hamizarzim l'shmira Shabbos kiroi. Because then if you learn all the musar in the world about how important Shabbos is, but if you don't know what the halachos are, lo yoel lo, it will not help you at all. A person must invest a tremendous amount of time and energy in understanding what the halachos of Shabbos are in order to be able to be a true Shomer Shabbos. He adds further, "Ukvar heyid banu hagon bal urim v'tumim b'sifro yarus devash." The great Rav Yonasan Eibishitz wrote, "Ki yevsho klal b'mitzius sheinotzel miyisur Shabbos." It's impossible for a person practically to be saved from doing yisurim on Shabbos im lo yomod kol hadinim al biryom heitev, unless he carefully learns all the halachos very carefully. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, and he writes, "V'roy v'nochen l'chol yorei v'choreid l'dvar Hashem." Every righteous person, every person who is a Yari Shomayim, should lechonen chaburos, he should prepare chaburos, lumod hilchos Shabbos kadei shalo yikosh luvam, should have a seder in hilchos Shabbos to make sure he doesn't make mistakes in hilchos Shabbos. And that's what the purpose of this shiurim will be, Yemetz Hashem, to be a chabur for us together to learn the entire hilchos Shabbos according to the Chofetz Chaim, who so carefully and wonderfully goes through all the sources from the Gemaras, through the Rishonim, through the Achronim, and gives halacha l'maisa guidance on how to observe Shabbos. And he writes, "V'yadua sheshmir Shabbos kesikuna." If somebody is a true shomer Shabbos properly, who keiruv l'geula, this will bring about the geula b'mehera b'yameinu. Kemo shamu Chazal, "Yomali shomer Yisrael shnei Shabbosos miyadu yinigolim." As the famous dictum from Chazal, if all the Jewish people were to observe two Shabboses properly, then immediately the geula would come. Yitz Hashem, it's very appropriate that we start on Shavuos B'Tammuz, and Yitz Hashem, this should be the start of the Gula through the learning of these halachos. We begin Simen Reish Mem Beis, Daf Beis Omud Aleph in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah. And the Chofetz Chaim writes, Simen Reish Beis deals with Lehizar B'Chvod Shabbos, how much a person has to be careful with the cover for Shabbos. It's only one sif. The Mechaber starts off sif Aleph. Afilu Misha Tzorech Le'achayim, even if somebody is dependent financially upon other people. If he has a little bit of his own, tzarech lezoriz atzmo, he has to push himself, he has to make sure that he is lechabet es haShabbos, that he goes and gives honor to the Shabbos, even with a little bit that he has. V'lo amru asei Shabbat chochol, v'al titztarech lebrios, and the famous dictum from Rabbi Akiva, for the Gemara in Psochim, daf kuf yud beis and kuf yud gimel, that it is preferable for a person to make his Shabbos like a weekday in terms of the cover that he gives it, rather than go and ask money from other people. V'al titztarech lebrios, don't come on to your fellow man. That's only true, el lemi shashoa dechukalo, that's only for somebody who is really downtrodden in his finances, biyoser. He's very, very poor at this point in time, but hasn't yet come on to asking the tzibur for help. So such a person, preferable that he make his Shabbos like a weekday and not go and ask for the tzibur. But as we'll see, somebody's already dependent upon the tzibur for support, so then he should make his Shabbos like a regular Shabbos. That's all the mechaber that we're going to do today. There is no ramah, and now we'll spend the rest of the shir on the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah Sivkat and Aleph. The main points of Onek Shabbos, having pleasure on the Shabbos, is brought to us by the Nevi'im mostly. It's explained to us from the Nevi'im, Kmo Shenema, the Karosol HaShabbos Oneg. The famous Pasuk from Yeshaya, Perek Nunches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Person has to make the Shabbos into an Oneg. Then he brings down the Yesh Poskim Shesviru Lehu Dikaru Min HaTorah. He brings down that there are great Poskim. He brings down the Sharet Zion Os Aleph. This includes the Ramban and Parshas Emor. Obed, he says that the Sefer Achinuch and the Beis Yosef say that it's Medivrei Sofrim. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah says, Shashabbos hu b'chlal mikroi kodesh. Shenemar v'yom hashvi Shabbos shabbason mikro kodesh yelochem. That's what the Vagomer is. Umikra Kodesh, Perishu Chazal B'Sifra. In the Sifra, the Chazal tell us that when it says Mikra Kodesh, Tahainu Lekacho Ulechabdo B'Chusus Nekia, that we should honor and give cover to the Shabbos, sanctify it by wearing clean clothing, Ulaango, and give it Oneg, Ba'Oneg Achilu Shasia. We should get pleasure from the Shabbos by eating and drinking. Vifligu Chazal B'Shabbos Kuv Yuches. In the Gemara in Shabbos, Chazal expanded on this Ma'od B'Mitzazu. They expanded on this and they said as follows. If somebody goes and honors the Shabbos and gets pleasure from the Shabbos, then he'll be given unlimited boundaries. And he'll be saved from Shibud Malchios, from being having to submit to the governments. The Zocha Avurze Lashirus, and he'll likewise be very wealthy. Ayin Shom Od Kama Mamorim Bin Yosef. Look there from other ideas that have brought down how great Shabbos is. Yeshiva number one brings down Linyan Ha'isr Latan Isanos B'Shabbos, that a person is not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So this is Achlokis, whether this is Midarais or Midarabonon. The Rambam holds over here She'isr Tainis B'Shabbos from the Torah. Albeit, the Bir Halacha says that the Rambam holds that the din of Onik Shabbos is only a din Darabonon. Dishavut number two brings down that in regards to wearing a ksus nekia, this is talking about a garment that you enjoy wearing. But if it's a garment that is too hot for you to wear, so he brings down the name of the Chazon Ish, She'ein bil vishaso mishum kovet Shabbos, that this doesn't fulfill kovet Shabbos if you're not really enjoying wearing the garment. She'kol she'enu b'chlal onik Shabbos, enu b'chlal kovet Shabbos. If you're not getting pleasure out of it, then it doesn't really give the Shabbos honor that you're uncomfortable. However, Rav Nissen Karolus explains that the kavan of the Chazon Ish over here is kisheino lovesh begedzeh mishum she'ein lo oneg b'levishaso. If a person is wearing something even though he doesn't get pleasure out of it, that's eino poge mekovet Shabbos. That's not called a lack of honoring Shabbos. U'mikol makom kishelovsho, and when you do wear it, yivadeh b'mekayim kovet Shabbos. Dishavu number three brings down umisha oneg shelohu lo lecho. If somebody gets pleasure actually out of not eating, he's on a diet, he's uncomfortable when he eats a lot of food, whatever the situation may be. He says, in this situation, Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Reish Peches, Shelo Yochal, such a person should in fact not eat. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkot and Gimel explains that if a person eats when he doesn't enjoy it, Kimat Korov Hadovel Isser, Kivan Shemeshar Shiazaglo, it's almost an Isser for a person to eat in that situation because he estimates that the eating will actually be detrimental to him. And likewise, we're supposed to eat hot foods on Shabbos, and the Ramah even brings down the famous idea that if a person doesn't eat hot foods on Shabbos, it's as if he's an apikoris, he doesn't believe in Shabbos, because he's saying that Chazal said, do not eat hot food on Shabbos. Nevertheless, he brings down, if somebody doesn't enjoy the hot food, it actually makes him bad, he makes him feel bad, so then the Mishnah Berurah writes, mutar lo lechol tzomei, then the person can eat just cold foods. Likewise, if a person is used to sleeping on Shabbos, the Ramah says he should not sleep on Shabbos because this will be a bittul of onik Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that a person shouldn't sleep excessively. And likewise, if a person gets hanah from learning on Shabbos, so that Rav Nissen Karolus Shlita brings down gamhi bichlal onik Shabbos. That's also fulfillment of onik Shabbos. And finally, why is a person saved from Shibud Malchios if he's Ma'anig the Shabbos? So Dir Shifut number 4 brings down from the Beis Yosef in the name of Maria Buhav, Shehu Mida Keneged Mida. This is the famous principle of Mida Keneged Mida. She, if a person is Mefazir Mos, Lutzorach Shabbos Beloshir, if you spend a lot of money on Shabbos without really looking carefully at your expenses, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you unlimited financial success. And since you're accepting upon yourself the old Shabbos, the yoke of Shabbos, Hashem will take away from you the all of government. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, there are three categories, if you wish, of Onik Shabbos according to Chazal. Aleph, Hodamru, that which Chazal said, the Tzorach Li'ango, Bidogim, Gedolim, Virashi, Shumim, Vitavshil, Shaltardin, that which the rabbi said, that a person should especially buy these big fish and the heads of garlic and the various cooked dishes of beets. Those were expensive delicacies in their days, and a person should spend his money on these delicacies on Shabbos. And every place should use whatever it considers delicacies to use those to purchase for Shabbos. And since for most people it's wine and meat and other delicacies, that's why it will say later on in Shulchan Aruch, the yarbe b'basav v'yayin u'mikdanos kefi yachol, that every person who is able to do so financially should spend extra money on meat, on wine, and on delicacies, each person according to his abilities. Dish of food number 5 does bring down that, of course, you should certainly have bread at all three meals. That's a separate important mitzvah. That's michuyevis yoser miachilas tavshilin. That's even more important than all of these extras. Category Beis, Hod Yomru, that which Chazal said, Dafilu Dover Muat Shasol Luchot Shabbos, even a small amount that you're doing for Shabbos, Kiyam Mitzvah Onik Shabbos, that fulfills the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Afilu Kasat the Harsana, even these small little types of Kasat the Harsana, which is Hainu Dogim Kitanim Mitugogim Mishamnam. This is small little fish, maybe like sardines, that are fried in their oil. So this is obviously a much lower expense for a person on Shabbos. And category 3, Gimel, Hodam Rikiva, that which Rikiva said, Asei Shabbat Chochal, V'yat Tzarech L'Brios, better to have your Shabbos as a regular weekday in terms of the food, and not go and ask people for help. The Chiluk, Kol Eilu HaMamorim, Hubofenzeh. What's the difference between A, which we said was spend a tremendous amount of money, B, spend a little bit of money, and C, don't spend any money at all. Dainu L'man De'evshaleh, a person who has the ability to do so, Tzarech L'chav D'Luchi Cholto, he should do category A, as much as he can. Umisha showed the chukal obiosim, somebody that's in really extreme dire straits. Hainu shein lo rak mazon shtei sudas l'shabbos. He only has enough money for two meals for Shabbos. About such a person, b'zeh amar b'yakiva. Listen, you at least have barely enough. Asei shabbat chachol v'yatet tzarech l'biras. Don't go ask people to give you money. Ve'nu mechuyiv lo b'shalosh sudos lo b'kaset d'harasana. And such a person shouldn't even try to borrow money for three sudos, and even to have the small little sardines, the small kaset d'harasana. That level, even, he doesn't have to try to get. However, but if you do have the ability to go buy the third suda and maybe a little bit more, then you should spend a little bit extra to have a little bit of a delicacy on Shabbos. That's category 2. To at least have that amount. If somebody is totally unable to support themselves, he has nothing. For whom mutal akol al tzedakah, and he's totally reliant upon the tzedakah, then hari hagaboy mechuyavim litein lo shalosh sudos v'kaset d'harsana al kuponim. Then the gabay tzedakah should go and provide this person with the three meals for Shabbos, including a little bit of a delicacy at least. Now that's for a very poor person. Uba adam nichbad, for a much more honored person, a person who maybe was wealthy and then lost his money, hakol lichli chvodo. Then you have to treat him according to the honor he's used to. Kamoshin is bar b'yoredia b'simin reishon and gimel. When we talk there in Yoredia about how you're supposed to support somebody who's down on his luck, so it all depends where he comes from. And we say, v'lo amrinam b'zeh asei shabbat chochol v'at tzarech l'biris. We don't apply this dictum that a person should make his Shabbos like a weekday in regards to food. The law amrinam hach, we only say this, ela b'misha dayin lo nitzarech lito. This category that you should better not ask anybody for any help and make your Shabbos like a regular weekday in regards to food is only for somebody that's not yet asking the tzibur for help. Avo misha kvar boli day midazu, but if somebody is already on the public dole, then livshot yodu lito, and he has to go and take money from them, so then the gabay tzedakah noslo akol kanal. Then the Gabay Tzedakah should make sure that he has three sudas and even a little bit extra for Onik Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says in places where the minhag was to only give two sudos for the aniyim and not three, lav shapir ovdi, they're not doing right. And certainly in the days of summer, when the days are much longer, you should certainly be careful to make sure that the aniyim have shalosh sudas. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here. The Mechaber is saying, if you have a little bit of your own, you should take that little bit that you have and try to honor Shabbos with it. Since you can, and you do have the ability to go and give a little bit extra honor to Shabbos, you should do so. And for such a person, if you have the financial means, you shouldn't settle for just kasa d'harsana. And in this, the Mechaber is going to continue. In tomorrow's shiur, he's going to tell us that if a person can, he should try to be a little bit careful in his spending on food the rest of the week and save a little bit extra for Shabbos, so he'll be able to have extra for Shabbos. And he says, Ayin and the Taz and Tosa Shabbos, Shari Achronim, Shekosu, they all write, Daf mi shashod duchuk lo b'yosef, even somebody who's in very dire financial straits, Du potu midina misu de shlishes v'kasa de harsana, who technically, as we just said, is asei shabbat chochol, is allowed to be potter from even shalosh suzdos and from having a little bit of extra the kasa de harsana. Nevertheless, mi komokum nochum ma'od, even such a person should try very hard. Should try to at least make it up to the middle category where he spends a little bit extra on Shabbos if at all possible. To at least have three meals and to have at least a little delicacy like the Kasa d'Harsana. The issue for number 6 brings down the Fener Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, Tzorech L'chazor Al Psochem, that you do have to go and borrow money for it to beg on the streets. The reason the Mishnah Berurah over there says you have to do this for Ner Shabbos is because that's the Iker Onik Suda Shabbos is from seeing the food, from having the candle over there. And this is true also. You're going to have to sell your clothing to get Ner Shabbos. And in the Yesh Lomos, Kedei Liknos Gimel Sudos B'Tzimtzum, if you only have enough money for three Sudos and you won't have Ner Shabbos, so then in that situation, the Sudos come ahead of the Ner. But otherwise, you should certainly go and have Ner Shabbos. The issue for number 8 says that the Gabbayim is also responsible to make sure that the person has Ner Shabbos. The issue for number 9 brings down that Yayin for Kiddush on Friday night is Kodim L'Tzarcheh Suda. Purchasing of wine takes precedence to the meal. The Brewer explains because Kiddush is Ikar Min HaTorah, that's a din daraisa, albeit the rabbi set up that we make Kiddush daraisa on wine. However, Tzarcheh Suda Einam Elami Divrei Kabbalah, that's only a din derabbanan. Then brings down the interesting situation where a Moel has to leave town to go to another town, and that's going to shter his own Shabbos, albeit he's doing a Mila. So he brings down from Dayan Weiss, that's all, the Minchas Yitzchak, that Onik Shabbos is only the Rabbanon according to most, and the Mitzvah of Mila is a Din Daraisa. So obviously, even though he'll be giving up his Onik Shabbos, he should go to the other town and do the Bris Mila. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis. L'chabed it's a Shabbos. A person should honor the Shabbos. V'tov li'zar shelo yivchos mishneis tavshilin. Should try to have at least two dishes at each meal. Dish of number 10 explains from Rav Nissen Karo Lashlip why we have two dishes, because that's considered a chosh of a suda when you have two dishes, and that's the reason why by the suda mafsekis, by Erev Tisha B'Av, we don't specifically have two tavshilin to make it an unimportant meal. So it seems from here that you're supposed to have two tavshilin at every meal of Shabbos. However, in the Zohar, it brings down that that's shnei tavshilin l'shtei sudos, dahinu tavshil echod l'chol suda, one tavshil for each meal of Shabbos. Brings down as well that on Rosh Chodesh, when it falls out on Shabbos, people have the custom to have an extra dish for Rosh Chodesh, so it should be recognizable as something covered for Rosh Chodesh as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Gam tov shiocha b'chosuda b'sholosh sudas dogim. The minhag is to have fish at every meal. However, in a moment, the Mishnah will tell us that's assuming the person likes fish. If you don't like fish, this doesn't apply. Why fish? So the Bir Halach tells us on the next page in Dibra Maskul Zecher that Shabbos Bereshis he dugmas Shabbos liotzid lovo. The Shabbos of Bereshis is comparable to the Shabbosim in Gan Eden in the world to come. Shabbos yochel atzadikim yisudas levyosin. We'll eat the fish, the levyosin over there, so we eat fish on Shabbos as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah cautions, and he says, "Im lo she'ein na'osim lo lefi tivo osha sonan." That's assuming the person enjoys the fish; it doesn't hurt him; it doesn't something that he hates. But if the person doesn't like it, then the Shabbos la'oneg nitan. Shabbos was given for pleasure, lo letzar, not to cause the people harm and be uncomfortable. Uki lekaman b'simin reish peches, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem. Further, if the fish merchants are raising the prices because they see everybody's buying fish, it's appropriate for the Beis Din to go make a takana. The people shouldn't buy fish for a couple of Shabbosos until the prices drop down. And he says, he brings down they should only do this if the fish prices have gone up more than a third. However, Bel Yerabo, Prima Godem, he brings down, even if it's less than a shlish yoker, even if it hasn't gone up a lot, in order to help the poor people have fish for Shabbos, they can make a takana that nobody should buy fish, so the prices will drop. He says further over there, the aim is that mishum bitul mitzvah onik. This doesn't nullify mitzvah onik Shabbos because the yesh la'anik Shabbos mabchalam achem. Because there are plenty of other ways that you can have onik Shabbos. So the taking away the fish, making a takana so that the fish prices will go down, that's not a bitul of onik Shabbos. Im tiknu leso lecho dogim kama Shabbosos. If the rabbis made a takana that you shouldn't eat fish, ve'echad kon mikodem, and you already have fish though in your freezer, let's say mutter, then a person would be allowed to eat those fish. The Kaf HaChaim, however, is brought down in the issue for number 13, that if the rabbi said nobody should eat fish, not only no, they shouldn't buy fish, so then, also lo liochlem, then you shouldn't eat fish in that situation. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lemi shashoa v'chulei. If somebody's under great financial distress, so then he should make Shabbat kochol. Umayri, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber is telling us, kishein lo mashkonos luvos lem. He has no property for which to use his collateral to borrow money. Uvelo mashkon ein yochel asig, and without any collateral, nobody's going to sell him anything. The lav hachi, because if it does have collateral, tzorech lilvos kedei shelo levatu mitzvah onik Shabbos, then a person should in fact go and borrow against his collateral in order to fulfill the mitzvah of onik Shabbos. And this is based upon Kmo Shomu Chazal, as Chazal tell us, Sha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, Bonai, my children, levu alai, borrow against your collateral for me for Shabbos, v'ani poreah, and Hashem says, don't worry, I will pay you back. This concludes our first shir in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, which begin today on Shavuos B'Tammuz. Mitzvah Hashem, this is a wonderful way that we should be mesaking the avonos of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah Hashem should be bringing the Gula, the Meher of Yomeinu.